Hey everyone, and welcome to the Ask Reach New Heights Show, episode 4. Today on the show, we talk about walk-ons and how to stay driven.
My name is Lauren Early, and I am a former 6-time World Irish Dance Champion, who is now devoted to helping every dancer achieve big dreams of their own. On each episode, we will bring you the best questions to help you discover and unlock your full potential, so that you can benefit in every possible way. Thank you for listening, and I hope you enjoy the show.
Hey everyone, and welcome to the Ask Reach New Heights Show, episode 4. So this week has been a really hectic week for me, and of course for everybody else. We're now at the start of May. I hope everyone had a really good bank holiday Monday. We're at the start of May, and that's only 2 months now out from the American Nationals. And I know I've been getting a lot of messages and exciting messages as well, asking if we were going out to the Nationals. And everybody is getting all their training fixed up and trying to hold on to what they had and attained at Worlds. I've also been on my bank holiday. I was actually at a school just outside London doing a few motivational talks, which went absolutely brilliant. And then I've also been answering all your guy messages at home. I want to know what everybody else has been up to. Robert, what about you as well so far this week?
So we had the launch of the Academy on Monday, which has went fantastic. We've had over 120 odd dancers that have signed up now, and a lot waiting on the sidelines to jump in. So it's gone really well. We're also developing the Academy for the under 12s and the Academy for the teachers. So not in the too distant future, we're gonna have a huge platform where you guys can all go and actually get the information you require while you're under 12, over 12, or a teacher. And as the Academy grows, we will be putting the word out to hire some people to actually work for Reach New Heights. So we'll be looking for some media people, some people with camera and film and experience that can actually come to London and actually work with us. And also, down the line, we'll also have a show on the horizon where we'll actually be training a dancer on how to become a world champion, so we can actually launch that series. And people can follow along and actually watch, okay, well, what's happening? How do we actually take a dancer from grassroots level and train them to become a world champion? So there's so much good things in the pipeline for you guys that are going to be in terms of actual training with the Academy, but also watching and just seeing how everything is done, basically.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So I've got one question here, and it is on Instagram. It's a girl called Caitlin. Hi, Lauren. Do you have any tips on how to walk on confident? This question, Caitlin, I get a lot, and I know even standing at the Worlds at my vendor, I was actually going through some of this with some of the boy dancers and some of the young girl dancers, and they wanted to know how to catch judges' attention, but they physically didn't know how to hold their upper body. And this is so, so important, because once you nail it, our eyes are drawn to you straight away the moment you step on stage. And I think I've touched on this before, but catching judges' eyes. But when you physically get into the habit of the upper body, what you need to be practicing is mirror work. So number one, when I go through all the workshop kids, and I make them get into a habit of rolling the shoulders back, number one, so that they're pinching the shoulder blades, okay? So automatically the chest is coming out, they're looking very proud. And then on top of that is lifting the chin up in the air, so your nose is in the air. It never ever should be your chin at normal height, like you're walking down to the shop or walking to get a bus. You're going on stage to perform, so it has to be a different walk on to get the attention of everybody. So once you bring your chin above normal height and your nose is actually in the air, then you look very confident. You're looking cocky. We're all drawn to you. And then once you let your arms fall by your side, it's about how dominant your walk-on is then with your legs. This is so important. If you casually just walk normal, it's not so powerful and eye-catching. If we do the overall package, yes it is. So we've started from the top so far. Then with your leg work, you need to make sure you're walking very dominant in your footsteps, but also not too fast and not too slow. So just make sure you're separating your legs and you're holding your upper body well and taking your time to get to your place so that we can all obviously be drawn to you. But if you want to even send a video into me for me to quickly watch it, of course I can do that as well, because I know people say they walk on, but they physically don't know how to contract muscles, chin up, and so on. So if you start from the top, work your way down.
You think it walk on something that's changed? Like, because obviously whenever I come in the Irish dance, and it's only really been the last 5 or 6 years, and I've been studying it as to where it was then and where it's actually going, but in terms of the actual history of the sport, it's a lot different from what I know compared to what you know. So in terms of the performance, it's changing, but in terms of things like walk on, how are we changing, are we not?
Oh my God, yeah, for sure. I think like years and years ago, walk on wouldn't have been a big thing. It's kind of like, you need to know where to get your stance and you're getting focused on that. Yeah. Now it's the overall package. Look at all our costumes. Look at our tan, crown, earrings.
It's true.
How everybody's walking on straight away. Oh my God, loads has changed. Buckles, diamond honor buckles. Like, you only had a leather shoe and your lace. And now we're doing white tape. And, you know, I think, you know, years and years down the line as well, it's going to be even more extreme.
Yeah, I mean.
But it's a good thing.
But from coming from like a performance background and an athletic coaching background, for me to come into a sport where people would spend £1,500 on a dress, £2,000 on a dress, it was something massively new to me, because for me, any money spent in a sport should contribute directly to your performance. And I know that many people rush the steps to becoming a champion in terms of being a dancer, so they will go for the latest new dress, or they'll spend £2,000 on this or that. But actually, when you look at how much they're actually investing in terms of their daily performance, because bear in mind, you putting on a dress isn't going to change nothing, right? It's like having a Ferrari with no engine in it, yeah? So you can buy the best car, you can have everything visually looking great, but if you haven't worked on that engine, building up to that stage, then it's not going to make you perform any better, yeah? So, and for me, that was a big thing in terms of dresses, and they're only getting more expensive, and the sport's only getting more expensive. And as that runs away, don't ever forget that the most important thing for you guys is to perform on stage, and that's where you should be looking in terms of putting the most of your effort. And then everything on top of that is the finishing touches, but it's not the whole package.
Yeah, I totally agree. And so, Caitlin, hope that answers your question, and by all means.
Well, we should do some sort of a walk-on. Like tutorial. A walk-on tutorial, I think, where actually people can actually know. So guys, that's a good point. If you want to do a walk-on tutorial, let's send in some walk-on videos. So you can just grab your phones, film a quick 15 second clip of you doing some walk-ons. Then we'll change it up and Lauren will do a demonstration, or we'll give you some feedback.
Definitely.
And then we can do a before and after of some walk-ons of you guys, instead of just constantly watching Lauren all the time.
Yeah, definitely. And I've seen like a structure, even people's confidence, once they look back at how dominant they are walking on, like my workshop kids, when I take them through it, and then I record them, and then they watch it when I fix them, they're completely amazed that they could even look like that in that way. Okay, so let's move on.
Okay, so this question is from Facebook. Lauren, once top competitors retire from competition, you never really hear from them again. How do you have the energy to stay so driven? Thanks, Leah.
So, how can you not be driven? And like, when I speak as well to every type of personality of dancers going through things, like for example, now about 2-3 weeks ago, I was on a Skype call to a young girl, and she is very ill, and she is fighting a lot of things, and she is the most driven, like, amazing human I've ever spoke to. She's only 15, 16 years old, and she cannot wait to get back into dancing. Please God, you know, if everything goes well. And she is so driven to get rid of this illness and get straight back into dancing, competing. She has her dress colours picked out, she has everything. These are the type of people every single day that, you know, that inspire me as well. So you have to think to yourself, look where you are every time you wake up. Look what you have around you. You're healthy, you're alive, you know, you're fit. And there's people out there, and loads of dancers I've spoke to, who are fighting stuff every single day. And all they want to do is get back to dance and get back on stage. With me, I just see every day how lucky I am. And it's what inspires me. It's what drives me to do all this every day. It's what, and you know, if I pick up the phone and try to inspire you guys with what I've done just the other day, I have so much more to say, you know, that I will be doing, and that it's just insane. You have to wake up, take in what's around you, and then I think you're going to see life in a very, very different way.
For sure.
What do you think?
Guys, we all do it, and me and Lauren sit giving advice, and she's done it many a times, and I've done it many a times. We all complain about small things, but, you know, when you're complaining, take a snapshot of your life when you're complaining, and actually realize how lucky you actually are when you, you know, like Lauren says, most of us are born in the UK, we're born in America, we're born in Australia, we're born in Canada, and so the opportunities that we all have around us to actually do something. And it doesn't mean that everybody has to sit in front of a camera and do something like this. Some people might prefer to write, some people might prefer to read, everybody has their own thing, but it's just about maximizing the talents that you were given. And Lauren was given the talents to become a 6-time world champion. So for her not to continue this on every day to inspire other people to become a world champion and grow that sport, that's her not maximizing what was given to her. So your thing might be different, but maximize whatever it is you're good at, you know, and just make the most of that.
Yeah. Guys, thank you so much to Facebook and Instagram and for all your questions through. And that comes to an end of Ask Reach New Heights Show episode 4.